This is Drive with Adam Shirley on 666 ABC Canberra.
Friday on Drive, we reported on news that in the ACT, new applicants that are eligible for National Disability Insurance Scheme support are being turned away. The scheme has reached full capacity in the ACT at almost 5,100 people covered. The agreement between federal and ACT governments means there are no places left as it stands, and it is a situation that leaves some people with a disability living on the edge. Christina Ryan, CEO of Advocacy for Inclusion, explained the fear and the frustration that people are experiencing.
This notion of a cap on the number of people in the ACT, I mean, that's even worse than the bad old days previous service system where, you know, it was really only the people in absolute crisis, the real ambulance at the bottom of the cliff cases, who could actually access any supports. And even then, it was only minimal supports to get them away from crisis. It was never enough to assist them to live with dignity or independence. So, you know, it's just not acceptable. It's not what the NDIS was designed to do. I've got very big questions as to whether the legislation actually allows for a cap. It's just some sort of thought bubble that somebody's had. I think it's time for us all to be asking the Federal Minister, Christian Porter, to clarify exactly what's going on. What intentions does the government really have?
Christina Ryan, CEO of Advocacy for Inclusion there. Federal Social Services Minister Christian Porter has not been available to respond to these concerns to this point, but on Drive now is the Assistant Minister for Social Services, Jane Prentice. Minister Prentice, thanks kindly for your time.
Pleasure, Adam.
Why are places for Canberrans needing NDIS support capped?
Adam, I want to make it very clear, there are no caps on NDIS. So I do want people to be reassured and I don't want them to be anxious. There are no caps, and I think perhaps there's been some confusion because of the announcement of the 5,000th participant onto NDIS. Now, back when it was first negotiated, the numbers were estimated, and that's where we worked with the territory. So those numbers have been reached. Now, that happened in South Australia, people may recall, and in fact, the federal government, both South Australia and the ACT, suggested that perhaps the state and territory had underestimated, but of course it's all about negotiation and agreement. And the numbers that we agreed on with both South Australia and the ACT have been exceeded. Now, in South Australia's case, we sat down, discussed it, and there's now 5,000 more people who are accessing NDIS. This will now happen in the ACT. There is no cap and there is no freeze. Now, negotiations and discussions have been a little difficult because you've been running your elections. And I just want to reassure people there is no cap.
Okay, so but clearly, people have been reporting to advocacy groups, disability groups such as Advocacy for Inclusion, such as the Mental Health Consumer Network, such as Alzheimer's Australia, that they are being turned away from an initial meeting even though they qualify. Why is that happening?
I couldn't agree. I have just asked the same question myself because that should not be happening. People should still be having their planning meetings while we'll be sitting down and talking with the ACT government. So
So who pays? Who pays for the further places that need support, the further people that qualify for the support?
Well, traditionally, it's been part payment by the territory and the federal government, as have the other participants. But that's clearly something to be discussed. But as with South Australia, no one misses out while we discuss those arrangements.
During those discussions, though, you'll be well aware families and individuals are going without support. That has been reported to us and other groups here in the ACT.
Well, Adam, I hear what you say, but don't forget, there's 4.6 million people with a disability in Australia. NDIS is only a transition for 460,000 of those people who have the most permanent and significant of disabilities under the age of 65. Now, those people should already be receiving support and services in this area, and they should not be missing out because they qualify for NDIS. They should be continuing to get the services they want. What they have been receiving. What NDIS does, it transitions them from more of a package that the provider gives them to an individually tailored plan. So they should not be missing out. It's just that they're not getting the benefits of NDIS yet. Just as people in Queensland have only just come on to some of the trial sites. I mean, there are still literally hundreds of thousands of people in Australia who qualify who have yet to get their plan. But it doesn't mean they're not getting support services.
Unless there are some areas where previous services have withdrawn because it has been put onto this NDI system, as has happened here in the ACT, can you guarantee that no one who is eligible here will be turned away?
Well, I mean, I can say that that should not be happening. And if it does, I invite anyone to ring my office personally and we will look into it for them. And I've made a point of this. I've travelled around all the states in Australia and territories and I say to the stakeholders, let me know if the system's not delivering what it should be. And quite often there's some confusion, but at the end of the day, there is no cap on NDIS participants.
So as far as the negotiations that now need to happen with the soon-to-form ACT government, people who are in this situation will be wondering, how long will that take before I can start accessing my plan? When do you anticipate the discussions will be concluded so that the increased numbers can be accounted and looked after for?
I'm not going to sort of guess at a time because that gives false expectations to people. But we have been asking the questions, as you would imagine, and I would hope Dr. Chris Burke is a great supporter of the NDIS, and I know that he'll be working with us to resolve this as quickly as possible. But as I said, it's merely an underestimation. And it happened in South Australia and it was resolved in South Australia, and I expect the same thing to happen here.
Chris Burke, at this point, it's unsure whether he'll retain his seat in the Legislative Assembly. As far as the government representative you do need to speak with, is it incumbent on the federal government to identify someone soon so those conversations can get going straight away?
Yes, well, clearly our department officers will be talking to each other, but I'm sure the incoming government will prioritise this as an area that needs to be addressed by an appropriate minister.
As far as the payment for the increased number, Minister Prentice, is the federal government going to foot that bill, or do you expect the ACT government to foot at least part of it?
Well, that's always part of the negotiations, because if we're taking people from services that they're getting from the territory or the state, clearly that money should go with them to the NDIS and then the federal government picks up more. So that's all part of the discussions. There's probably a very good formula that we've already worked out and that I assume will be ongoing, but I should never assume things. I'm sure it'll be part of the discussion. But the important message for the people who qualify for NDIS, it will not impact on them.
This text, going to what I mentioned earlier regarding transitions, this unsigned text says the free government services such as Therapy ACT are no longer servicing as part of transition. This is not something people can get any longer. So if you're in that situation where your previous provider does not exist, does not provide a service, but you are also waiting on a place and a support plan, what are you to do, Minister?
Well, I'm very concerned to hear that, because clearly that's a breach of the agreement, which was that no one would be worse off and that no one would miss out in the transition. So I'm disappointed it's anonymous. If someone wanted to call your station and give their name, we can contact them and ascertain what's happening.
And if someone is caught in this situation, if they're unsure as to why they can't get this initial support plan and money coming for their particular case, should they? What would you recommend that they would do?
Well, in the first instance, they should talk to their current provider or NDIA in Canberra. But if they're hitting brick walls and they're having problems, please don't be concerned. Give my office an email or a call and we'll look into it for you.
Minister Jane Prentice, appreciate your time on Drive this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.